Tabletops near the campus library's coffee shop hold iPads, brochures, and posters while students wait for curious visitors to stop by. Topics range from the legalities of death to organ donation. These presentations are the final project for the class called Death, Dying, and Life After Death. It's a religious studies course that examines death in biblical terms, but it also looks to other cultural practices, the funeral industry, burial options, and ways to deal with grief. Campus pastor Denise Van Meter leads the class. For a class like this, she says there's a better way to see what students have absorbed than a final exam.
Because I really want to make sure that the students apply what they learn, then this is the perfect way for them to take the knowledge that they've learned this semester and be able to offer it to other people. And so the practice is really good.
Death Cafes began with an organization in England that promotes open conversations about mortality. The project and the class itself certainly captures attention. Senior business major Kyle Bailey says when it was time to fulfill his religious studies requirement, this class stood out. And when his grandmother died during the course of the semester, he felt better able to deal with that loss.
We kind of talked about how to help people get through the process of death and stuff like that. So that was very nice. It was actually almost better to be in the class when this happened because I learned about that stuff.
But even students who haven't yet experienced the death of a loved one can learn how to prepare for the future. And Denise Van Meter makes a point to connect grief to experiences beyond physical death.
It can also be the loss of a dream. It could be the loss of a job, of a marriage. If you're an athlete and you get hurt and you can't play, that this also applies to those kind of deaths.
Van Meter says talking about loss and death more often can help lessen the stigma around mortality. It can also make preparing for funerals or shouldering grief a little easier. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry in Mitchell.